This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. With the coronavirus pandemic finding new strength here in the U.S., two of America's largest and most populous states have reimposed some restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the country surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday, up almost 5,000 from the day before. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a small but growing number of states either retreating or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks. Health experts say large numbers of cases are being seen among young people who all too often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and social distancing. Abbott had put in place one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the U.S. Now, other than shuttering bars, he has scaled back restaurant capacity and says outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It's citing the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking officials in Imperial County near San Diego to reinstitute a stay-at-home order. The state now trails only New York in case counts, with about 207,000 infections and nearly 6,000 deaths. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday, and Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances the U.S. is in a much better place than it was 2 months ago, and that the U.S. had flattened the curve of virus cases. In fact, it is difficult to reconcile his words with the dramatic infection spikes in so many states. Via remote, this is VOA News. The current pandemic numbers in the United States, close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. The global figures, 9.8 million cases and close to 495,000 deaths. The numbers compiled by Johns Hopkins University. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today cautioned that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over. This as regional outbreaks raise fears of a second wave of COVID-19 illnesses in Europe. Germany has been fighting recent spikes and this week put a western section of the country with a population of 500,000 people under lockdown. Germany has lost nearly 9,000 lives to the virus with 194,000 cases. The newest infections were traced to a slaughterhouse. European Union nations are finalizing a list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to the member states as soon as next week. Currently missing from the list because of their COVID virus numbers, the United States, Brazil, and Russia. India has reported another 18,000 COVID infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with fatalities nearing 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns in the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world behind the U.S., Brazil, and Russia. Despite rising virus numbers, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions. After 3 months of lockdown, cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls, the same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID numbers close to 63,000 cases and 2,600 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has approved an $8.2 billion loan for Cairo. That's on top of $2.8 billion IMF dollars already pledged. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India, with others expected to follow from South America and Indonesia. There are estimates that 5 to 10% of the returnees are infected. President Trump canceled a planned weekend visit to his golf resort in New Jersey and says he's staying in Washington, in his words, to make sure law and order is enforced. Mr. Trump has suggested the use of force on protesters who try to take down historical American monuments. He signed an executive order that threatens to withhold federal support to state and local enforcement agencies that fail to protect monuments. More news online at voanews.com. You can also get the latest on the pandemic any hour, day or night. There is also a convenient, easy-to-listen-to mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.